the signal. Playing the part of a couple, Alex and Jess asked the mark if she would take a picture of them both. She was happy to do so. She removed her hand from her bag to take the camera and snap the picture of the happy couple. While distracted, I casually reached over, took her bag, and calmly locked it inside my briefcase. My victim was yet to notice the empty chair as Alex and Jess left the cafe. Once out of sight, Alex headed quickly for the parking garage. It didn't take long for her to realize her bag was gone. Instantly, she began to panic. She stood up and looked around, frantically. This was exactly what we were hoping for, so I asked her if she needed help. She started to ask me if I had seen anything. I told her I hadn't, but convinced her to sit down and think about what was in the bag. A phone, makeup, a little cash, and her credit cards. Bingo. I asked who she banked with, and then told her that I worked for that bank. What a stroke of luck! I reassured her that everything would be fine, but she would need to cancel her credit card right away. I called the quote-unquote help desk number, which was actually Alex, and handed my phone to her. She was hooked, and it was now up to Alex to reel her in. Alex was downstairs in the van. On the dashboard, a CD player was playing office noises we had downloaded from the internet. He kept the mark calm, strung her along, and then assured her that her card could easily be canceled out. To verify her identity, she needed to enter her PIN on the keypad of the phone she was using. My phone and my keypad. You can guess the rest. Once we had her PIN, I left her with her friend and headed for the door. If we were real thieves, we would have had access to her account via ATM withdrawals and chip and PIN purchases. Fortunately for her, it was just a TV show, and she was so happy when I came back to return her bag and tell her it was all a fake scam. She even thanked me for giving her bag back, to which I replied, "Don't thank me. I'm the one who stole it." No matter how secure a system is, there's always a way to break through. Often, the human elements of the system are the easiest to manipulate and deceive. Creating a state of panic, using influence, manipulation tactics, or causing feelings of trust are all methods used to put a victim at ease. The scenario outlined here is an extreme example, but it shows that, with a little creativity, seemingly impossible scams can be pulled off. The first step in becoming more secure is simply conceding that a system is vulnerable and can be compromised. On the contrary, by believing a breach is impossible, a blindfold is placed over your eyes as you run full speed ahead. Social engineering is designed to provide you with invaluable insight into the methods used to break seemingly secure systems and expose the threats that exist in the largest vulnerability, the people. This book is not a guide for hackers. They already know how to break in and are finding new ways every day. Instead, Chris Hadnagy offers those inside the fence an opportunity to take a look from the other side, the dark side, as he exposes the thinking and methods of the world's most malicious hackers, conmen, and social engineers. Remember, those who build walls think differently than those who seek to go over, under, around, or through them. As I often tell my audiences, if you think you can't be conned, you're just the person I'd like to meet. Paul Wilson, October 2010. Preface and acknowledgments. It was just a few years ago that I was sitting with my friend and mentor, Matty Aroney, deciding to launch www.social-engineer.org. The idea grew and grew until it became an amazing website supported by some truly brilliant people. It didn't take long to come up with the idea to put those years of research and experience down in the pages of a book. When I had the idea, I was met with overwhelming support. That said, some specific acknowledgments are very important to how this book became what it is today. From a very young age, I was always interested in manipulating people. Not in a bad way, but I found it interesting how many times I was able to obtain things or be in situations that would be unreal. One time, I was with a good friend and business associate at a tech conference at the Javits Center in New York City. A large corporation had rented FAO Schwartz for a private party. Of course, the party was by invitation only.